My guest in this afternoon's tea break is Rosie Robinson from the Chalk Hills Bakery. Rosie, good afternoon and welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me along.
It's lovely to see you. Now, tell us where you're based.
Well, we do all our baking in Nutfield at Priory Farm, and we rent out a tractor shed behind the farm shop there, and we've been there for 5 years now.
And you're now one of Britain's top 20 artisan bakeries, according to a national newspaper.
Well, yes. Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. We were quite stunned by that, but we did get some warning. You never know until it's in the paper whether it's really going to happen or not.
Do they come looking to publicise things like that?
Well, I think our shop in Reigate has helped tremendously promote our bakery, and we opened that... Well, it will be 5 years in June now, and it's, you know, a popular little place, and word gets round, I guess.
And that's good. And you've featured on national TV as well, I believe. Is that right?
Yes. Jay Rayner from The One Show also heard about us, and he was very interested in our sourdough and the bacteria that was in it. It's all obviously very natural, good bacteria. And he had our sourdough tested at a laboratory in Leatherhead to see how many different varieties of bacteria in there. It was quite interesting, really.
And all this exposure must have been a bit of a thrill as well, I suppose.
It was, yeah. It was quite nerve-wracking because I think we'd only been going for about 6 months or so. We hadn't been going very long. Yeah, but he was great fun.
And how did you get into the bakery business, Rosie?
Well, I've always been interested in catering and the hotel industry and the hospitality industry, as that's where I met my husband, actually. And we started our own business, and we had a pub to begin with, and that was a very big learning curve. But from there, we realised it was a huge gap in the market for really good homemade bread. So we made our own. We couldn't find anywhere that could bake it how we wanted it. That really was the sowing of the seed, as it were. Yeah.
We'll come to the secrets of the process towards the end, if we may. Mm. Tell me, what do you make of this this artisan label? Is it anything more than a marketing cliche?
Well, I think when we first started out, it actually kind of meant something. And there were a few artisan bakeries in London at that time. And they, you know, everyone was, those artisan bakeries were making bread literally by hand. You know, it's a skilled labour and... very hard to find, and they were specialists, and so in that sense I think it does suit bread. Whether it suits everything in the world, I wouldn't like to say, but I do think it's been overused. However, we're using it still because there's no other word to describe handmade bread, really.
Now tell us about your workforce. Are you hands-on in the bakery yourselves?
I am. I work in the bakery on a Thursday. I've just come from there, actually. And Thursday is soup day. We make lots of soup to go with our lovely bread in that place I was talking about in Reigate. And I do know about bread and sourdoughs, and I have been on courses to learn about it. And I have a great interest in all good food that's made from natural good ingredients. But I don't actually bake bread myself. And when we started the business, that was the first thing we did, was to seek out somebody that had those skills, and they weren't easy to find, I can tell you.
How many people have you got in the workforce
We've
now?
We've got three bakers, the bread bakers, three night bakers, and we have two daytime bakers, and then we have another baker that bakes cakes at awful hours of the morning after she's packed all the bread ready for delivery, and then we have two van drivers, and then we have my husband and myself, and then there's all the team at our shop in Reigate.
Tell us about a typical day at Priory Farm.
The bakers will arrive at about 5 or 6 in the evening. They'll start weighing out all the flour according to the production list, which my husband's been getting together all afternoon. Then they'll start cutting the dough and putting it into baskets to rise, and that takes about till 11 or 12 midnight, and then those breads will go into the oven, and then they'll come out and they're left to cool. And then the process starts again. And they'll leave at about 2 or 3 in the morning.
So we're almost talking a 24-hour operation.
Oh, it definitely is, yes. Because after they've gone, the packers come in to wrap the bread and sort out all the orders. And then at 4 in the morning, the van drivers will arrive and load up the vans and start delivering the bread. And I think our shop is one of the first drop-offs, so that comes to us at about 6 in the morning. And then we open up at 6:45. and start selling the bread from 7.
And how do you find supply matching up with demand? Are you able to meet demands?
We are, actually, yeah. I mean, we with bread, we bake in batches. So, you know, there's often more than... We always bake more than we need, and we can then send that all to the shops, or if there's a market on that day, we'll just sell it at the markets. We take customer orders, of course, as well, but it's very tight at the moment where we are. We are really outgrowing where we are now.
Tell us about the Reigate shop.
Well, the Reigate shop was something... Once we started selling wholesale, we could tell quite quickly on that we were going to be successful in meeting a gap in the market. You know, people obviously love good bread. So we then talked to some friends of ours that had a little sort of shop in Lesbourne Road, which they didn't use as a shop, but they said, would you like to use it at weekends? So every Friday night, Chris and I would cover the place in Hessian and trestle tables. Saturday morning, bread would arrive, and we'd sell out by 11 in the morning. And we did that again on Sunday, and we did that for 3 or 4 weeks. And then a shop came up in Bell Street, and we thought, yeah, let's give it a go.
And, of course, it isn't just bread, is it? Tell us about the cafe side of it, the bistro side of it, whatever you call it, and also about the products besides bread, which are on offer.
We, in our cafe, we only sell what we bake, so we don't buy anybody else's baked goods. If we can't bake it, we won't sell it. So we make our own croissants, and we make buns, cinnamon buns, and we make cakes, carrot cakes, brownies. We make the most delicious Florentines, have been described as nectar by one customer. We make soups. We make the most amazing sandwiches. We've got two local people that make lovely jellies and jams and chutneys, and they all go into the sandwiches. We also have lovely coffee.
So it's bread, it's sweet things, and it's also a cafeteria service, which was certainly booming when we were over the road at Reigate on Ice at the beginning of December. Now, the question that I know you want to be asked,
yes,
what makes your bread different from the rest?
I think what makes our bread different from the rest is that there are no nasties in it. It is what it is. It's flour, water, and a bit of salt, and that's it. And it's made by hand and with love. And I think you can tell when you put your teeth into it, you can tell that there's a lot of thought has gone into it. You know, and Chris and I, you know, we're well aware of what it takes to make good food. And it's a lot of hard work, but it's rewarding at the end. And I think that taste stands out.
Plans for the future, Rosie?
Well, I'm often asked, will you open another shop? Will you open another shop? And the answer is probably not at the moment. We have got a very special place in Reigate, and I think some things just can't be replicated. So the plans are to build on the wholesale business, and perhaps we would do something a little, you know, a small way of getting our bread out, apart from a shop, maybe a van, a bread van that could go around to villages and things. I quite like that idea. Well, actually, I quite like the idea of having a camper van, really, if I'm honest.
We've got a mobile unit too, you know, goes out to do outside broadcasts.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to play Paul Simon for you shortly, but tell us about the song that you've chosen as your first choice. Tell us a bit about it and the band, and then who's it for?
Well, Caravan Palace, we stumbled across through a TV programme, and they were really, really good. My husband and I, we love blues, and we love the old sort of 1920s, 30s swing music as well. And this band came on, and they did all of that, but in a sort of electro way. And the lead singer, she's an incredible dancer too. I love dancing. And it was like everything we love in one little packet. And we just thought, wow, these are amazing. So,
The band's called?
Caravan Palace.
And the song is called?
Lone Digger.
And who's it for?
It's for Chris.
Rosie Robinson from the Chalk Hills Bakery in South Nutfield. It's been an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the Susie Studio this afternoon.
Thank you very much.